Hey everyone, if you're a listener, you know that we like to keep our episodes down to about an hour 15. Because of that, I do have to cut some stuff out. For this week's episode, episode 30, Marvel on Netflix Matters, I had to cut out our villains talk. But with the Defenders out today, I wanted to make sure y'all got to hear what we thought about our favorite villains in the Marvel Netflix universe. Here you go.
It's really hard. Kingpin and Kilgrave are like 1A, 1B, but for like different reasons. I like Kingpin because I've always liked Kingpin in like the Spider-Man universe. But damn if Kilgrave isn't just like easy to hate and just like want him to lose the entire season. And that's what a villain should be, right? Like I want to hate that villain.
I don't know. So. I feel like unfortunately the villain's good. It's somebody I start rooting for.
Like Vulture.
Yeah. This is just different.
Yeah, I think it's different.
It's just a different kind of villains because I can root for Kingpin on his story. Like, I can root for Kingpin. I can't root for Kilgrave because he's a rapist.
Yeah.
And you can't root for rapists.
Like, have you seen the Dallas Cowboys?
Accurate. Yeah, so they're just different villains, but they're both, I think, better than, like, the other options, I think. Like, far and above, I think.
I think for me, Kilgrave is somebody who I am terrified of. Like, I am terrified of him. It's not just that I hate him. It's that there is literally no way to defend yourself from him. Like, that's villain. But so far as story, I really like Mariah. Like, Mariah and Cottonmouth are really good villains. But for origins, I was really mad that Fisk wasn't in a white suit at any point, but what I noticed, which was so freaking awesome, was his wife, our girlfriend, who pretty much pushes him towards this transition to crime boss, big leader that does moves, she is always in white. And you're
bro,
like,
oh, that's goals.
I'm like, goals. Holy crap. And I was telling, because I was just...
I already called it way before she did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but, I called it too.
But I was so good. But like I said, I didn't like him as Fisk at first. And so I was so mad. And then I was like, holy crap, Matt. I was like, Matt. I'm hitting him. Matt. She's his white suit.
Yeah.
And you take it to that level. I'm like, okay, I have to give it to you.
Yeah, you're right. Kingpin's better. Kilgrave's easy to hate, but like, as like a character, Kingpin is so good. Fisk is awesome.
Yeah,
I like Michael Duncan.
Yeah,
like R.I.P. Michael Duncan. But I mean, this.
And I can say honestly, I liked Cottonmouth. Other than the whole victim blaming stuff, I felt for his character.
I like Kingpin the best, just because the story is very well, and I know probably the most. Kilgrave, I haven't seen, but what I have seen seems like the most interesting person. I will say, I do kind of like the dad of the Meachums.
Oh, yeah, he was really good.
He beats his poor innocent assistant with an ice cream scoop to death.
With an ice,
because he didn't have
vanilla.
He didn't want vanilla ice cream.
Because he had, like...
Kingpin beat a dude with a door for, like, nothing.
But it wasn't like a trained bodyguard. It wasn't doing anything else.
It was a driver.
A driver. But it's literally just, like, this poor intern college kid, like, trying to make through. You could tell he probably has no
friends.
He
invites him upstairs for 50 flavors of ice cream, and the kid wants vanilla. And then he, like, loses it and beats him to death with an ice cream scoop.
Spoilers.
What ends up happening...
Nobody's going to watch Iron Fist.
What ends up happening with him, I think it's pretty interesting the way he's done it. Even though you think that everybody in that show has zero IQ, what's going on? Please kill Joy off this entire
show. She's so bad.
But no, I think his character,
Rosario Dawson,
his character is pretty much, I think, a little underrated.
Yeah, he is. But I think too, like, the big thing to point out is there's so little good in Iron Fist that it's easy to like underrate them.
Dang it, what's his name? Not Rhodes.
Rhodey?
What's the brother's name? Reed. No.
Ward.
Ward is probably one of the best characters that's been written out of all these shows.
He is, actually, because he actually has a really good arc. And he actually is the only cohesive character throughout the entire thing.
Maybe that's why I think, because, like, his character literally goes to where you hate him, yeah. to you feel for him. Like, his whole, like, that whole show, just watching that whole arc is probably the one of the best written characters, which is sad because of everybody yeah. else, but he's actually one of the best written characters out of, I think, out of all four of the shows.
At least the three that I've seen. I also think, too, that, to me, proves why Danny Rand and Joy, and even, like why they were so bad. I just don't think they're good actors. A good actor should be able to sell you a bad script, which Ward did, because some of the stuff Ward had to say was really cheesy, and I could easily see it going a different way if they had somebody else doing those lines.
See, I don't know whether it's an actor or not, just Joy's character and whoever decided to write that character.
It was bad. It was so bad. Gone.